Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornielsen, and you're listening to the web version of STEM Spots. And with me in the studio today is Dr. Carrie Franklin, the Associate Provost of Public Affairs and Assessment at Missouri State University. Thanks for stopping by, Carrie.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been involved in a lot of educational initiatives over the years. So talk about your own evolution in the kinds of efforts you've done for the last 10 or 12 years, let's say.
Well, it started with being a middle and high school teacher myself, and then realizing that there wasn't a lot of instruction involved with how to teach writing. And so I've spent many days and working with many schools and bringing teachers on campus to have teachers write and do writing workshops. That also evolved into youth writing conferences for middle school and high school. So we've brought close to 7,000 students on campus to write. And that's actually where I got connected with you, because I was looking for different ways for students to write. Like, how do you write in physics? How do you write in math? How do you write in marketing? And so when I met you, I invited you to come to the middle school writing conferences, and you did some really unique things with having students write poetry alongside physics. So that was actually an inspiration with the grant that we just got funded.
Now, this grant that just got funded, which we'll talk about in a minute, this is like most efforts where you throw things against the wall for a while. So talk about the development of putting together a group that over the past, 20 months basically has been working on this sort of effort that now has come to fruition. How did you put the team together, and what does the team look like?
Well, actually, it'll be 5 years in May since this all started. And we've submitted three times. Missouri State University submitted three times for this particular grant. And you kind of have to be willing to go with the flow, and what they're asking for in the grant changes every year. But the core of it originally was always about writing, working with teachers, working with students. The real beauty that I see right now is that, and I think one of the reasons that we got the grant, is that we have this interdisciplinary team. I would say it's, and I've been told, this is the most collaborative interdisciplinary grant that's funded at Missouri State University. There's Dr. Razib Iqbal in computer science, Dr. Diana Piccolo in math education. There's Dr. Heidi Hadley in English education, Dr. Tammy Davis in elementary education, Dr. Andrew Homburg in music, Dr. Judith Martinez in modern classical languages and diversity and inclusion, Julia Cottrell in assessment, and you, Dave, Dr. Corneliuson in physics. So the fact that we have this group of people that are all really committed to helping teachers, helping students get some content knowledge and some efficacy in these areas that, you know, it's just really challenging to help people learn how to teach physics and computer science in a regular undergraduate four-year degree. So we're helping to support that in the field.
So let's talk about the details. Give us the name of the grant, to whom it went, what kind of money we're talking about, how many years it's going to play out, things like that.
Great. So this is a five-year grant. It is for $4 million, and it's called the CODERS Project. The CODERS Project stands for Computer Science Opportunities Development Education in Rural Schools.
Okay. And so it went to Department of Education, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is. It's the Department of Education, Innovation, and Research. And it's an early phase grant. So we have 5 years of this work, and beginning this summer with a teacher launch project, following up during the year with going to the schools, bringing undergraduate and graduate students and the team that I just mentioned to these sites to help support computer science and physical science activities, and using writing to support critical thinking and engagement with those ideas.
So let's talk about that a little bit. You've got this big team, and so now everybody's got a part to play. I mean, this is a big deal. So how hard is it going to be? I mean, I think we're all a little stunned and figuring this all out. So you've got to put together an effort where you've got to interact with the schools and organize things with the schools, and you've got to do things on campus. Talk about that sort of broad apparatus you've got to, as the supervisor of the whole thing, the PI, got to put together so that we can effectively do this.
Well, the beauty of it, and they even mentioned this in the feedback on the grant, is that each person already has so much experience with doing this type of work. So Dr. Iqbal has done computer science coding workshops for middle school students already. Dr. Diana Piccolo has done math workshops for teachers. Same with Dr. Hadley and Dr. Davis, Dr. Homburg, and you as well, the work that you've done in schools and with students on physics, and then myself working with writing and teachers and bringing students to campus. So we have this breadth of knowledge. In some ways, it seems pretty easy to me because we all have this expertise. Right. So you and Razib and Heidi and Diana, you've got math, you've got the English writing person, you've got computer science and physics. You're going to come together and you're going to create these modules, you know, is what we call that, but a series of lessons and some ways to help teachers engage students with the computer science and STEM. And I think another thing that's unique about what we're doing is, you know, we're going to start with the teachers in the summer. And the teachers this summer at the launch, they're going to be the students. They're going to put the robots together. You're going to show them how to do this. And you as a teacher will teach the teachers. And then we go in and we're going to support them too. We're not just going to say, take this, go back to your school. Just do it by yourself. Like, there's a lot of support involved in this. And then we're also looking at this beyond the 5 years. We want this to help every school in Missouri or nationwide. So we'll have YouTube videos of how to do this, what this looks like with students, what this looks like with teachers. So it will be widely available to, you know, anyone that would like to see it.
Well, one of the things is this targeted grades for this are 3 through 8, which I think is quite important because of not the short shrift intentionally that science is given, but just, let's call it, the pressures under which elementary school teachers operate, which make it very, very difficult to accomplish goals in some of these areas. So talk about how the idea of integrating, you and I have talked a lot about this, about writing and integration of things to help people get more done.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously the early grades, they're always going to be focused on literacy, how to read, how to write. That is going to be, you know, what's on their mind. And so we want to show them how to integrate science, but also use science modules and computer science to help teach literacy, you know, reading and writing about science, putting together and doing hands-on, really engaging activities with this technology, which they are born with. I mean, you know, they've always had an iPhone, and they know so much more than what many people realize. But I think we're going in a little bit to change the hearts and minds and to decrease the lack of confidence that teachers may have with trying something new and also not having the materials that they need to try to put together a robot. You know, I think that's what this grant does. Quite a bit of the money goes toward technology that we will then bring to teachers in schools where they have the items that they need to be able to recreate these lessons in their rural school.
Right. Now, one of the things that that I'm really excited about is the fact that I get to work with all these people. So what has it been like to have this team? How many total people do we have, including staff? Must be something like 13 or this idea
nine,
that we're working
10?
With this group and that hopefully we can have a synergistic effort, as you always hope that will happen.
Yeah, 10 to 15.
So how are you going to ringmaster that?
Well, you're right. There's going to be 10 to 15 people, and this team's going to be called the Coders Council. So we're going to meet weekly and also every month, and we've got this evaluation group that will be collecting data and information about, I mean, really, this is an impact study. Does the work that we do actually improve student learning? I mean, that's the overall question. Does it improve
sure.
student learning?
Sure.
Does it improve their confidence and their interest in STEM in the future? And what you've told me and what I knew already, and it's the same for writing, but it's got to start early.
It has to start early.
You know, you can't like do a science class your junior year in high school and think that they're going to go to college and do that. So when you're in third grade, you put together a robot car and, you know, you see how that's done and you learn processing and you learn some of the physical science behind it as well. I mean, that changes your thinking, and they don't have to be scientists when they grow up. But, you know, I think it opens the door early on
right.
for them
Absolutely.
To think about it. And the deal about writing is, though, writing is what embeds what they learn. So if they do all this and they don't write, to me, it just kind of is ephemeral, and it kind of like floats up into the air in a cloud, right? What they learned. Now, if they process their thinking in writing while they're experiencing these science concepts, the teachers as well, that is going to embed that learning. Like the writing, it helps with the critical thinking and helps with the learning, and it embeds it and solidifies it in their minds.
No, I absolutely concur. You and I have talked about this a lot and talked about how we have to start earlier with science, and that integrating with their ability to express themselves makes sense, because articulating what you've done is an important part of developing a true connection. So I agree completely. And I think we're all very excited. Talk about, are you giddy? Are you a little giddy, or are you more just psyched, ready to go?
You know, I am giddy and I'm psyched and I'm ready to go. I actually feel really confident about the team. Well, I've written this thing three times and I felt less confident about, like, what's this going to look like? You know, how do we actually make this happen? But with this, I mean, we have a quick turnaround. We found out in December, this starts in January. But we, as the team, did such a great job putting this grant together. And so to me, it's just like, we just have to enact what we had planned, which was creating those modules. We've got schools that are on board already, which I want to name those schools if I can.
Sure, name away.
So I started the Center for Writing in College, Career, and Community, so that's a part of it. You started FizzBiz, which is a great inspiration to this. There's Ava, Bradleyville, Crane, Logan Rogersville, Mansfield, Marshfield, Nixa, Osceola, Skyline, Delaware Elementary in Springfield, Warsaw, and the West Plains School District. And so these people all wrote letters and allowed us to submit the letter with their grant. And they said, hey, we're on board with this, which, I mean, it's really saying a lot that they had the courage to be a part of something that, you know, was like new and, you know, hadn't been developed yet. And so we're really excited that they signed on. And so that those will be the first schools that we're working with and where the teachers will come from.
No, absolutely. I will say the one thing that is a little daunting, but I'm sure we're going to get through it, is just now it's real and we are going to be working. This first semester is going to be quite insane. Would you concur with that?
Good insane, yeah. But I mean, insane. I was a little nervous about, you know, coming to work today. There's a lot of things to do, but I'm really excited about it because, you know, Dave, if it were just me and you, I'd really be worried.
Yeah, I'd be worried if it was me too.
But I think, like, this is what the 21st century is. It's not just science, and it's not just English, and it's not just math. And I think you can look at this group and say, wow, that's kind of unusual, modern and classical languages and music and bringing all these different disciplines together. I mean, I think it really is breaking new ground, you know, even for the university and the classes that we teach and how we approach our teaching with undergraduate students. And hopefully we can share with K-12 schools too how these things cross over.
I agree. No, I mean, I'm really looking forward because, you know, I've had a lot of ideas over the years about the integration of A in STEM, which of course is STEAM, and other people have done that, but especially with things like music and other kinds of things, and writing especially. And so to be a part of the team, I intend to help try to develop other little offshoots of this. This is not going to be a one-off. The goal is that this helps generate new things down the road.
Well, I don't want to stress you out more. You know, this is a 5-year grant, but this is an early phase grant. So there is the next stage. Like, this could be another 5 years. This could be a 10 or 15 year project.
So for some of the younger people, this could be part of a career.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to get through the first five.
I know. Me too, Dave. We're kind of getting old, but but no, it's really exciting. And I think, you know, my passion in the last 10 years, like you said, has been rural schools. Like, I went to rural school. I'm proud of it. But, you know, now that I work at a university, I know what's out there. And to be able to bring these resources and the brains, like my colleagues that'll be participating in this, to these schools, you know, it means a lot. It means a lot when you don't have much. And if you look at the other grants that were funded, there were, I think, 25 other grants funded across the country. You know, most of the time it's really big places, you know, it's New York City, or it's Irvine, California, or it's, you know, And sure. I always think, like, that's not fair. They get a lot. They get a lot already, you know? And so to have this happen in southern Missouri, this amount of money and the impact it will have, you know, and the impact it can have on jobs in the future, and just hopefully students' engagement with school. You know, maybe in third grade, this experience, you know, helps them find some passion. You know, they already love their iPad if they have an iPad, or maybe they get to see an iPad for the first time, and that it really ignites an interest in how these things work.
Absolutely. Well, I will say that as the supreme leader of this grant, you've done bang up work, and everybody's, you know, really been proud or pleased to be part of your effort, because this is, you know, everybody should know that everybody's been involved, but this has been your baby and you've done most of the work. And so you should feel proud about that.
Well, thanks. I'm proud of it. And, you know, I'm not ashamed to say I've cried some tears, you know, not getting these in the past, you know, sure. It hurts. And
it does hurt. It does hurt.
Because you always put a lot of work in. But also I think a big, you know, lesson that I've learned is that, you know, don't give up. Third time might truly be the charm. And, you know, as it has evolved, it has gotten better, and the team has gotten better, and the ideas have gotten better. So, you know, each failure built into a success. And so, yeah, that's a big, you know, lesson that I'm always learning, like, don't give up.
Yep, absolutely. Well, thanks so much for stopping by today, Carrie. I appreciate it very much.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you, Dave.
And once again, this is Dave Cornelison from the web version of STEM Spots signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.